Brian Setzer is an artist with many incarnations, from the era-defining neo-rockabilly Stray Cats through solo work and leading to the Brian Setzer Orchestra, which finds Brian playing guitar in front of 18 pieces of swinging big band. This time of year is special as the band does their annual holiday tour, making a stop at the World Cafe for a Christmas set. We'll find out how the holidays are treating Brian, but first, here's a couple of songs, starting with Take a Break, Guys.
That's a big band, huh? Woo! Thank you very much. Santa Claus with his Serious band, huh?
Whoa! The Brian Setzer Orchestra. This band is aerobic. I mean, they got to get up. They're all fresh out of high school, aren't they, Brian? I mean, you got to have young kids to.
Well, it's been 15 years since we've been together now, wow. So we're just kind of everything here.
Wow. You know, could you do a Christmas show starting in August if you wanted to? Could you go out and do the tour?
Yeah, because it's really a little bit of everything. You know?
Yeah.
It's some Christmas songs. I bring down trio songs, some Stray Cat stuff. Yeah, I probably could.
Probably could. Now, what do you do for the Christmas holiday? When do you
I get don't
to
get it? Christmas anymore. Yeah. No, I celebrate it in January. Just have a little palm tree up and put some presents under it for the kiddies, because I'm not home until January.
Wow. Now, that guitar you're holding is the Brian Setzer Gretsch?
Yeah.
Now, I was reading that you inducted Chet Atkins into the Hall of Fame. And when you first started playing, were you a big fan of his guitars or his playing? Or how did...
I got into the Gretsch guitar thing because of Eddie Cochran, really, and George Harrison. Mm-hmm. Those were the first two guys I saw picture George Harrison with a Gretsch like this in front of the rest of the Beatles, like their heads were here, and I saw Gretsch on the end. So I thought, Gretsch guitars make that Beatles sound. And that's how I kind of got into the whole deal. Then I saw a picture of Eddie Cochran like this, and I just thought he was the coolest guy ever. You know, hair slicked back standing like that. I said, oh man, that's the guy I want to be.
Why am I not surprised that it was the visuals that you got into?
Yeah.
Was it your first instrument?
Well, in the school band, I played the euphonium, which is like a small tuba, if you can picture.
You don't have one here today. Gee.
No, we don't have any euphoniums. It's like a marching thing that you wear with the hat. So I learned how to read the bass clef out of that. And guitar, of course, is in treble clef. So it really helped me out a lot.
Indeed. Brian Setzer is our guest today. What do you guys want to? What direction do you want to go next?
Let's see. How about we do? Let me dig out these crazy earplugs here. This is called the Boogie Woogie Santa Claus. All right, we're all gonna take a little turn here, play a couple of solos. Shall we do that, boys? One, two, three. But nothing sad. Boogie woogie is Santa Claus. Boogie woogie is Santa Claus. The boogie woogie Santa comes this time every Christmas day. Lives up on a mountain like a hermit in a cave. He never gets a haircut. He never takes a shave. We'll be right back. your tree, no candy for your sock. When he starts to boogie, the whole town rocks.
Wow. this is not a blue Christmas for anyone. No. Well, you know, you've got your uptown look on here today.
Yeah,
but
man.
We know that under those sleeves are a couple of tattoos.
They're called sleeves, too.
Under your sleeves are sleeves. What was your first?
My first tattoo?
Yeah.
Well, it was the logo for the what became the Stray Cats. At 17 years old, Slim Jim and I went up to the tattoo place and got tattoos. You know, and then we showed Mom and Dad, and it was too late. We had the tattoo.
I guess then the second one would have been important, too, because, that was your mark, you know. And then, so how did you decide what else to put on?
You just kind of went to the tattoo parlor and said, you know, I kind of like that pinup girl. She's kind of sexy, you know. So that was the second one. And then, I think the tiger I had done, a lot of them were done in England. This is my English arm, and this is my American arm.
Well, where to next? We're going to go hear some more Christmas stuff?
What about if we do Angels We Have Heard on High? Cool. It's kind of a really cool version. And I think you'll dig it.
Okay, Tony. One, two. We'll be right back.
Thank you so much. Should we do one more? There. One more, guys. Thanks. Thanks a lot for coming down. Appreciate it. Hold on.
The Brian Setzer Orchestra live in the World Cafe. Thanks again to Brian and company for joining us.